Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School's Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella School Board meeting. Well, Greg, at this week's board meeting, a lot of discussion around pay, a lot of benefits, a lot of things that are kind of cleanup items as you head into the next fiscal year when it comes to the pay of bus drivers and teacher associates, the district's wellness policy, and then kind of a policy that had to deal with paid leave and COVID-19 and the impacts that had. Give us just an overview of a lot of the discussion that's happening, at this week's meeting regarding benefits and pay and why that's important to kind of clean up this time of the year.
Yeah, so certainly each year there's new people that move in to new positions, and we've always had a kind of a miscellaneous pay schedule, which sets the threshold for what our pay rates are going to be, especially bringing new people into new positions for people that are paid on the hourly basis. With that, every year we try to look at some of the base pay of our employees. Last year we changed several different categories, and this year we were kind of due to change the bus driver's base pay rate and then also our teacher associate's base pay rate. So those are the two that changed this year. We moved it up a little bit. It really sets the kind of the threshold in terms of what we bring people in at, and so that's kind of a big deal. But we also then looked at some employee benefits things, especially around vacation. We've got 12-month employees that do get vacation. Majority of our employees don't get vacation. Most of them have less than 12-month contracts, so they're off during the summer, or at least sometime off during the summer. But we do have a group of employees that are 12-month, that are year-round, and they do get vacation days. And because of COVID this last year, we had several of our employees that were working during the time, kind of preparing for COVID, preparing for the school year, were unable to take their vacation leave. So they ended up with accrued vacation leave that was going to be hard to use before June 30th. And usually we like to have them kind of have their vacation leave used up. We allow them to carry over some, but in the end, the board voted to be able to allow them to carry over more vacation hours into next year. And or get paid out for some of those vacation hours, because of course if you carry over a lot, it's going to be hard to use as well. So we're just trying to clean up some of that vacation leave based upon a year of COVID. I know, like during spring break, we had several people last year that weren't able to take spring break because we were planning because of COVID stuff, and same thing happened over the summer. So it just reduced the amount of time people were able to take vacation last year. So trying to deal with that at some level, but those were some of the main topics during the board meeting. We really, trying to get some of those things cleaned up before the kind of summer comes and beginning of the school year happens next fall.
Well, in summer, obviously coming and a much more normal than it was last year. But at the same time, you're entering a fall with a measure of uncertainty, still surrounding the pandemic. Now, some of that certainty changed. Last week, you had a board meeting. The administrative team had decided to make masks optional the previous Sunday. Wednesday, you hold a special board meeting. The board essentially votes to uphold that decision. And then less than 12 hours later, the legislature says schools have no ability to make that decision, yay or nay, when it comes to requiring masks. So take us through kind of that week process of the initial decision behind making mask wearing optional, the board making a special meeting happen so that there could be public comment. And I know there were several from, I hate to say both sides, it's kind of generic, but certainly a lot of different aspects and sides to the equation. And then, of course, the legislature kind of negating whatever decision would have been made regardless, and masks remaining optional in schools across the state.
Yeah, last week was kind of a strange week that way, Andrew. It felt a little weird. We've always been using the Iowa Department of Public Health's guidance for us to make decisions in the school district, and we really followed it pretty closely all the way through the school year. That's with things like quarantine and things like the social distancing and other mitigation measures that we put in place. So as the Iowa Department of Public Health then had a recommendation to have parents be able to choose whether their students wear masks, and that they were going to handle COVID as other childhood illnesses are handled. That really kind of set the stage for us, that the fact that then even mask to mask, or even without a mask, students would not have to quarantine any longer. And so because of that, we decided that to make masks optional. And so that was an administrative decision along with our school nurses. We made that choice and really just following that guidance. And then we ended up having a special board meeting just simply because there wasn't full agreement on the board with making masks optional. Although it wasn't originally a board decision, it became a board discussion, and then, okay, we're going to have a special meeting. So we did that. We heard from parents, obviously on both sides of the fence. And then the board ended up voting 4-1 to keep masks optional. So it didn't change anything. But then the irony, of course, was that same night while we're having, or right after we have our board meeting about masks and keeping them optional, the legislature made them permanently optional. So next fall, of course, masks will still be optional. I'm assuming we'll see less and less masks with kids as we move on. We're seeing definitely things being reported of more things opening up across the nation, and I'm hoping that we keep going that way. So we are just, we'll prepare for fall. We'll still have some mitigation measures with cleaning and so on in place, but masks will certainly be optional when we move into the fall.
Well, and one of those mitigation things I did want to mention, there were students also that were a part of that meeting had mentioned those who had chosen to wear them, that there was a measure of bullying. I know that there's other issues that have basically stemmed from this decision. How, as an administrative team this summer, do you think you'll continue to work to address concerns like that, knowing that students who may wear masks may face some measure of ostracization, bullying, whatever it might be? And that also, it seemed like some staff may have been involved. There's accusations. How as a team do you hope to go into the fall trying to make sure that you guys are ready for whatever changes and challenges there will be post-COVID, so to speak?
Yeah. So, that's certainly, there certainly was probably students that weren't comfortable because of other students, that didn't wear masks and some wore masks and how that all goes. And certainly, we want kids to feel safe and comfortable. It is difficult because kids in a situation like that are going to not always act how we'd want them to act, and so we just have to do our diligence as staff members to continue to look at those things, look for those times and those educational opportunities to make sure kids are safe and that they're not feeling like I can't be in school because someone's making fun of me. So, and that goes beyond just masks. It goes behind a lot of aspects of school. Any school that would say that there's never bullying that happens in their school is not a school that's telling you the truth. So certainly there's always an ounce of bullying that we have to be diligent about, and masks are just kind of another one of those things that we'll have to kind of put on our list to be really aware of how students are reacting and how students are feeling because of that.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.